You're rocking with the best.
Keep listening. Keep listening.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Energy Minister says the country has adequate stocks of diesel. A total of 2,483,250 kwacha has been dispersed to 165 clubs. In international headlines, Niger armed forces kill Boko Haram leader Bakura. And in sports, Sepula reveals Mamelodi ladies' target at COSAFA CAF tournament. And now the news in detail. The Minister of Energy, working closely with the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says it has taken note of recent reports of fuel shortages at some filling stations. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has clarified that the country has adequate stocks of diesel to meet the current demand. The minister says as of August 21, 2025, national stocks of diesel was 64,876,487 litres, equivalent to 14 days of national consumption. He says a survey of 650 filling stations nationwide revealed that 456 stations were dispensing both diesel and petrol, 33 stations were dispensing only diesel, 125 stations were dispensing only petrol, and 36 stations had temporarily run out of stock. Mr. Chikote says figures confirm that fuel supply across the country is sufficient. He has revealed that preliminary investigations show that the reported shortages are localized and linked to supply chain bottlenecks. He has added that the ministry, together with ERB and other stakeholders, is addressing these bottlenecks to stabilize and normalize the market. A total of 2,483,250 kwacha has been dispersed to 165 clubs that were approved to benefit from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF grants component across Nalolo District. The disbursement of the 2025 CDF grants brings to a total of 487 clubs that have benefited from the empowerment initiative from 2022 to date. In the year 2022, a total of 120 clubs received CDF grants amounting to 1,948 kwacha, while in 2023, a total of 112 clubs benefited from the grants component with funds amounting to 2,150,400 kwacha, and in 2024, 90 clubs benefited with over 2.6 million kwacha dispersed to the beneficiaries. Speaking during the symbolic handover ceremony of the dummy check to the beneficiaries at Moyo UCZ Church, Nalolo Constituency Member of Parliament Emanga Wamunyima Jr. appealed to the beneficiaries to apply the grants for the intended projects and business ventures to accelerate wealth and job creation in the communities. Now, this is contained in a statement issued by Council Public Relations Officer Bartison Kandimba. Zambia's ambassador to Turkey, Lieutenant General William Maipampe Sikazwe, has expressed the country's commitment to strengthening trade and investment ties with Turkey, describing the East Anatolia Economic Cooperation Forum as a strategic bridge connecting African economies with Turkey's dynamic regions. Addressing more than 300 delegates, including senior Turkish officials, ambassadors, diplomats, and leading business leaders, he presented Zambia as a stable and attractive investment destination. General Sikazwe echoed President Hakainde Hichilema's recent State of the Nation address, noting that Zambia's priorities include revitalizing agriculture and food processing industries, expanding clean energy and industrial value chains, modernizing mining and manufacturing, as well as strengthening infrastructure and logistics. He stressed that at the heart of the efforts is the goal of building sustainable trade and investment partnerships with trusted global partners. Now, the forum was organized by the International Investment and Business Confederation in partnership with the Malatya Chamber of Commerce. It highlighted East Anatolia's growing role as a hub for agriculture, industry and logistics, while positioning Turkey as a gateway into Africa. And speaking at the event, Union President Ms. Nazaket Emin Atosi emphasized the organization's mission to expand global trade and investment, noting that ILOSCON now has a presence in over 120 countries. Now, this is contained in a statement issued by Pamela Nkete Ngandu, Embassy of the Republic of Zambia in Ankara, Turkey. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Godaza have projected that President Hakainde Hichilema will secure a landmark victory in 2026, emphasizing the number of votes he received in the 2021 tripartite polls. Speaking to the media, Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga states that the anticipated victory stems from the President's consistent fulfillment of his campaign promises. Mr. Mlenga also pointed to the absence of credible leadership within the opposition as a contributing factor that will propel President Hichilema to another win. He stressed that while the President remains focused on national development, the opposition continues to falter, resulting to name-calling and failing to represent a clear presidential candidate with only months left before the elections. The Godaza chief adds that promoting an opposition candidate without a concrete national plan would be a waste of time and resources.
Failure by the opposition to provide a leader now is a clear indication that President Hakainde Hichilema has already taken any lead to the 2026 tripartite election. People of Zambia have already moved on. They have already gotten used to the trend of good governance and the deliveries that President Hakainde Hichilema has delivered to most of his campaign promises. People are now receiving social cash transfer. They are busy with the cash for work. They are receiving grants, they have got free education, over 50,000 jobs have been created and people are working and receiving their salaries.
A non-governmental organization, Mothers Without Borders, has empowered over 34,000 people across 29 communities in Zambia. Mothers Without Borders Program Director Salim Malukasa says the organization is also providing over 725,000 meals and has also empowered 1,627 youths through mentoring and peer support programs. He says as the organization celebrates 25 years of service to vulnerable children, youth and women in the country, the organization will host the Ubuntu Boma Dinner on October 24, 2025 and a special anniversary celebration in April 2026. Mr. Malukasa also acknowledged the continued impact on communities through programs focused on education, economic empowerment, and engagement. And just now we take a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond.
This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
International news. International.
The Nigerian army claims to have killed Bakoro, a long time